listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the idea that we are His witnesses, that is, witnesses of Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 5, verse 30 through 32 is the text I want to read to you today. Here we go with it. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be Prince and Savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. Once again, the apostles stood before a council of powerful men who commanded them to stop speaking about Jesus Christ. Maybe it's better to say that it was a council of men who seemed to be powerful. In truth, God's power was on display here, seen in the courageous response that came from the apostles. First, Peter, speaking for all the apostles, told the council that they would obey God before they would obey men. That was just in the previous verse, Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Then, here, Peter and the apostles proclaim the truth of the gospel, beginning with the resurrection and crucifixion of Jesus. He said, "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree." Peter referred to the cross as a tree because he drew an association from Deuteronomy chapter 21, where it says that a person hanged from a tree was to be regarded as cursed by God. Peter brought attention to their tragic crime of their rejection of Jesus, pointing out that they killed him in the worst way possible, both from a Roman perspective, that is on a cross, and from a Jewish perspective, the tree association of being killed with a curse. This was a testimony that was faithful to the foundation of the Christian faith. After all, Peter spoke of man's guilt. He said, "Jesus, whom you murdered," and that's certainly a sin. He spoke of Jesus' death, that is, him being hanged on a tree. He spoke of Jesus' resurrection. He said, "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus." He spoke of Jesus' ascension to heaven, him God exalted to his right hand. And he also spoke of man's responsibility to respond to this message when he spoke of to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. You see, all of these things are simple, straightforward facts. They were personally verified by these men, the apostles, and by others. With their own eyes and ears, they knew that Jesus was crucified, resurrected, and that he had ascended to glory. For these men, there was no doubt, there was no second guessing. It really happened. They witnessed it. The Holy Spirit confirmed it. This was their testimony. Now, someone once told a story about a court trial of a bank robber. The prosecution brought forth several witnesses who said they saw that man rob the bank. But the criminal protested. He said, "That's nothing. I can find you twice as many people who didn't see me rob the bank." Yet the ones who were not there and didn't see could never erase the eyewitness testimony of those who did see. Now, in your own way, can you also say it? We are witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit. Now, you didn't personally see Jesus crucified, resurrected, and ascended, but you have the reliable testimony of those who did. You have the testimony of the same Holy Spirit to your heart. Now, with all of that, I pray that we may be his witnesses with as much boldness as Peter and the apostles had. Let's pray and ask God to work that in us today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.